This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Raise Your Game. Good morning, this is Audrey Raj. Wendy Lee, professional brand image consultant and founder of Chapter One Asia, is back in the studios this morning as we continue our Raise Your Game style series. Now, Wendy, of course, is known in the industry as the go-to person when it comes to brand image consulting. She has trained and coached more than 100,000 corporate executives, helping them define and refine their brand and image through their appearance, behavior, and communication. She'll be with us every Wednesday in October to talk about how you can raise your style game. And today it's all about the colours to outshine, outstand and outlast. Welcome back, Wendy.
Hi, Audrey. Good morning. It's a colourful day today.
Yes. So colours, Wendy, we continue our talk about, you know, making the right kind of impression and portraying the right image. Colours.
Right. Yes.
Now, why are wearing the right colours so important to your image?
Before that, I just noticed something. There's a laptop here which is in rainbow colours. Audrey, a test for you early this morning.
Boy.
Can you name me the rainbow colours, our rainbow colours?
Okay, I did this in school. I think the acronym is Michael Jackson kicked his brother in Uruguay. So that is Mera Jinga.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. Merah, Jingga, Kuning, Hijau,
Biru.
Biru, Indigo, Uruguay.
Uruguay. Yay. I thought you were going to say Richard of York against Britain in vain.
That's
what my mom taught me.
Right.
It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Right. So I did the Malay version.
Yes.
Okay. Rainbow colours.
Rainbow colours. Okay.
So are all the rainbow colours a big no-no?
Well, you can look like Petal Pop. You can try.
That is not the impression you want to make.
Right. Yeah. But I think colours are important. You know, if you are talking about wearing colours which is suitable and not suitable for you, right? I think one of the main things that we have to look into would be choosing the right colours can actually make your skin look, you know, radiant. You look like you're alert the whole day. Whereas wearing the wrong colours can actually make you look a little bit more dull, a little bit more sickly. So it's not only about your baju colour, the colour of your wardrobe. It has also to do with your makeup colours, your hair colour as well. You know, like some girls tend to dye their hair a little bit too light, and if they do not have any makeup on, that's just a big no-no. Then you look tired, you look like, you know, you have that sallow skin, right? But if you are somebody who do wear a little bit more makeup, then stronger colours will be applicable, right? So we're talking about different segments of colours, not only confined to your wardrobe as well. But yes, wearing the right or wrong colours, everyone should pay attention to, even the men.
Oh, okay. So, right off the bat, is wearing red to work a big no-no? Because sometimes it can get a bit boring wearing your usual corporate black, white, grey, navy, etc. Is red okay?
No, I've seen a lot of people wearing reds in corporate environment, and they look good. So, I think it's a matter of how much red do you wear? For example, you do not want to wear a red dress. If you're already wearing a red dress, please do not wear a red pair of shoes or match it together with a red pair of earrings. That's too much red. So the minute your body is covered in, say, 60 or 70% a color, do not repeat that anymore. So you might want to pair a red dress with a very nice black court shoes. That's good enough. So red is not a big no-no. It depends on which occasion that you're going to. So for example, if I'm having a big presentation where I need 100 people to look at me, then red is fine. You are able to catch people's attention immediately when it's a big crowd. But if you're talking about having a board meeting, a very, very serious meeting where financial statements are going to be presented and all that, then try to avoid wearing too much red. A red inside would be good, but not everything all red.
So maybe you can talk to us about the appropriate colours for different industries.
Well, I think if you're talking about more serious industries like the audit firms, financial, banking and all that, expectations would be you should go towards a little bit more subtle colours. Neutrals, your blacks, your whites, your blues, greys, those are good. Yeah, neutral colours make you look a little bit more atas as well, which is a little bit more expensive. Yeah, I always think about branded things like LV, Burberry, you know, Gucci. See, these are all neutral colours. Whereas the entertainment industry, where people need to see you a little bit more, then funky colours is good. You can have a red jacket paired with a yellow pants and nobody would say anything, right?
Okay.
So this is very much industry dependent. Interestingly, if you look at five-star hotels, for example, because we have done many, many consulting jobs for hotel, hospitality industries, hotels are a little bit more five-star standards, you know. Then the colours would be a little bit more, it can be a little bit more stronger. So you can go for black and gold like Shangri-La. Or if you're talking about something a little bit more resort-like, let's say Datai Langkawi, then it would be generally be more neutral pastel colours. So it depends on what industry and depends on what is the brand about, right? Then that would actually translate to how the employees will wear their uniforms or their dress code.
What about traditional wear, Wendy? You know, you talk about your baju kurung, your cheongsam, your saris, your Punjabi suits. You know, some ladies like to wear these to work, maybe on a Friday or so.
Yes.
But it can be a bit loud.
Correct, yeah. So Fridays are okay. To me, if you are having a function in the office, right, a fun day, Thursday, Fridays, it is acceptable to be a little bit more colourful. However, if you are thinking about wearing something like a Punjabi suit over Monday or Tuesday, then you can always choose the different colours. I've seen really nice Punjabi suits in pastels and purples. There's spots of purples and spots of blues, and they look really nice. Same thing goes with baju kurungs and our traditional clothing as well. Baju kurungs can be very loud. Yeah, they can have big flowers, a lot of bling blings, a lot of labuchis, sequins. So save that when you're going for majlis, you know, save that for when you're going for, you know, functions and all that. But in the office, make it a little bit more subtle, make it a little bit more smaller prints.
Let's talk about skin tone. I mean, are there appropriate colours for different skin tones?
Okay, let's do a quick skin tone check first for the listeners out there. I think one of the main thing is that we have to know whether we are warm colours and cool colours.
Mm.
All right. So one of the things that you can do immediately if you are not driving, check your wrists. Yeah, look at your wrists. If your veins has a little bit more bluish in colour, that means you belong to the cool tones.
Mm.
If your veins happen to be a little bit more greenish colours, then it's you belong to the warm undertone.
Wow.
So that's a quick way to check. Another way to check, which is a little bit easier as well, when you go home, tie up your hair without any makeup, put a gold cloth, a fabric underneath you and a silver fabric underneath you. And then you check which one would make your skin look radiant. That is the correct colour for you, which means to say, if let's say gold makes your skin look more radiant, then you are warm colours. If silver makes you look a little bit more, you know, alive, then silver will be the one. I think it also boils down to, sometimes it depends on, you have to look at your overall face and overall features, whether it's clear or it's muted. So how do you identify that? Let's say example would be, if you look into the mirror and you can see the blacks of your eyes very clearly, the whites of your eyes are white, yeah, and everything else looks very clean and clear, that means you belong to the clear skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have that kind of clear skin tone, right, that means you'll notice shocking pink, bright orange, emerald green will look fabulous on you. But if you are somebody who is a little bit more, you know, you have that muted colours on your face, you know, whereby your eyebrows are not really that defined, and then you don't have a lot of natural lip colour, then I would think that a more subtle soft colours like powder pink or powder blue or something a little bit more salmon, you know, peach, a little bit more lighter colours would be more suitable for you. Because think about this, if you have features that are not really that striking and you wear really striking colours, that means the striking colours will overpower.
Mm.
Is a little bit more overbearing for you.
Mm. When we come back, Wendy talks to us about the psychological effects of different colours. Raise your game, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money, BFM 89.9.
Raise your game. This is Audrey Raj. Good morning. Wendy Lee from Chapter One Asia is back with us today in our October special called the Raise Your Game Style Series. Before the break, Wendy, you were talking to us about the appropriate colours to wear for different skin tones. Now, I understand, of course, that certain colours have a psychological effect on everyone, right?
Yes, right.
Like you go to hospitals and you see the lighter greens, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you go to restaurants and you see the bright red because it's supposed to make you hungry. But are there colours that you can wear there to bring out, you know, the right psychological effect on the people you meet on an everyday basis.
Okay, why don't we do this? Let me ask you, Audrey, what can you think of when you think of brides, when you think of doves,
white
know, angels?
White.
What does it signify?
Purity.
Angel purity, right?
Cleanliness,
brides,
yeah.
You know, innocence. So if you wear white colors, yeah, that is a psychological effect that you have on people. So it's a natural thing, right? And if I were to ask you, what about black, like what you're having now?
Black. Corporate,
yes.
That's why I'm wearing black today.
So why corporate? You are projecting authority. You are projecting power. Judges, lawyers. That's the good part. The evil part, if it is...
It's dark.
It's gloomy. It's the unknown, right?
Yes.
So you have both the positive and negative side, but that's the psychology of black color. Red, like what you said, red stimulates appetite. Red is sexy. Mm. Red is stunning.
Red means confidence too,
yeah,
right? To a certain extent.
To be able to carry red lipstick. Yeah, that's a statement that you want to make, right? Having red lipstick. What about orange? What do you think orange is like?
Bright, perky.
Yeah. So orange and yellow is actually quite similar. You think about happy colours, cheerful. You think of Bascola. Bascola is never in brown.
Bascola.
Right? Our Bascola is always in yellow, always in orange. So orange is a happy colour. It projects enthusiasm, warm. Quite similar to red. What about green? First thing that comes to you. Green is what?
Nature.
Nature. Growth, health, calmness, fertility, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So somehow it's connected to fertility. Blue. Do you know that blue is everyone's favorite color?
Really?
Regardless of whether it's men or women. Not everyone, lah, but majority of the people in the world prefers the color blue.
Why?
I don't know why, but there's a research. At first, I thought it was girls would be more pink and then boys would be blue, but it's actually not. Blue is known to be the favorite color.
Is it something that you should think about when you are trying to make a good first impression? Maybe wear blue for a job interview?
Yeah, you can. Dark blue, not powdery blue. Yeah, that's a different blue altogether. Go for a little bit darker, navy blue, not sky blue, right? Because it's a different connotation altogether. Imagine a guy wearing sky blue to an interview in a bank. It's very different, right? It's not appropriate anymore. So blue gives you that wisdom, loyalty, you know, truth. But blue is actually an unappetizing color. You do not want to color your food blue, actually. Right? But I've had nasi dandang.
Nasi kerabu
in blue. So there's always an exception. Purple, it's a color of prosperity, wealth, royalty. But I must say, purple is not a color that is a favorite among a lot of people. You don't see a lot of people wearing purples. Brown is also another color which I feel that the good side is that it projects stability, reliability, but not very good for men if they were to wear brown shirts on a first impression, for first impression or for first meetings.
Why is that?
It makes you look old.
Oh, okay.
Stability is there, but it makes you look a bit more conservative, a little bit more, you know, less energy. Less energetic, yeah. So I would advise against it, actually, the color brown, right? And think about this, apart from UPS, I have not seen any logo that is in brown color. You have all the vibrant colors, like our telcos would be DG, you know, it's yellow, right?
Kentucky
Fried
blue,
Chicken. I'm thinking
Lexus
about
is
food.
Red.
Yeah, all these bright colors, right? But brown, hardly any ever.
Coming back to colours, what are the best colours to wear to job interviews? Is there any colour you should avoid?
I think try to avoid wearing all fluorescent. Don't colour block. You know, there's this interesting about fluorescent colours, yeah, because it's just too bright. So try not to match colours like electric blue in the outside and you wear a shocking pink for your insides. It's just a little bit too garish. And you want people to focus on you and not your clothes. And this goes for your other accessories as well. Small amounts is okay. So let me give you an example of how to do it with class. Let's say you are wearing a dark green jacket. So it has to be really, really dark green, right? And you want to have a pop of color and something like a light yellow, right? A brooch, right? Or a gold brooch would be good. But not something like fluorescent yellow as a dress inside. Then it will be a little bit too much. If you want to do color blocking at work or at a workplace, try to do it in small amounts. All right. So make your the other color, the other striking colors, small amounts. 10% is good enough.
So now let's talk about the colors you put on your face. Makeup. Blue eyeshadow, red lipstick. How much makeup is too much makeup in the corporate industry?
I think the corporate industry, false eyelashes is not needed, actually. You don't have to apply so much. But the whole idea is you must look clear, you must look awake, you must look alert, and you must look a little bit more cheerful. There was this lady who once told me that she doesn't like it if her staff doesn't apply any makeup at all. She said, "I pay you a salary. I do not want to come. I do not want to come to office and see you as though you've just come up from bed and not even have the courtesy and the respect for me." So you don't necessarily have to put on so much. The idea is you only want to have one focus point. So let's say I already have a little bit of blue eyeshadow, then your lipstick can go a little bit more
nude.
If this today you decide to be a little bit more stunning, a little bit more confident, and you decide to wear red lipstick, then your eyeshadows, you can just go without it, or you can go for a neutral palette. So that is the way to go. So corporate industry, you really, really do not need to have so much. Yeah, but the whole idea is you need to look groomed.
So no makeup is a no-no?
Okay, I've actually seen girls without makeup and they look good. I think one of the things also, you must look at your natural features. Ask yourself, do you look good without makeup? So even if it's without makeup, a little bit of lip gloss is good. And it's also very much age dependent, I find. When you're young, you have what we call the beauty of youth. So this is what you should emphasize on. You know, you have good skin. You have everything is just nice. You have this beauty of youth. So apply a little bit will do. Don't over plaster everything on your face. And as you get older, yeah, same thing applies as well. You can have a little bit more makeup, but when you hit 50 something, 60 something, tone it down again. Right? You do blue eyeshadow and shocking pink lipstick. It's a big no-no already. So you can see that there's actually both sides, when you're young and when you are aging, right? So these are the two sides that you want to avoid wearing too much.
So Wendy, just before we wrap up, what about colours in the office? I mean, you look at BFM, we have a yellow conference room, a red pantry, yes, red chairs all over the place. Are there specific rules to making your office more vibrant or work-friendly?
I remember when we first wanted to renovate our office, our institute, our corporate colour, Chapter 1's corporate colour was actually blue and white. It's just blue, yeah? And we were thinking, if we were to paint the office blue and white, then it would look like police station. So we decided to go for orange and white instead. And it's a vibrant colour. Because the whole idea is we wanted people to come in, have that warm feeling, you know? And at the same time, because it's we're talking about brand, we're talking about image, we still want people to have that little bit of funky quirkiness in them. So that's why we decided to colour our office red and white. So if you want to make your office a little bit more, you know, colourful and all that, which is fine. I totally agree to that. For example, I've seen more conservative office where they have only a corner and they put all the colours there. So you can actually opt to do that.
So it's like a statement wall or something like that.
That little place where it's either a pantry, like my pantry is red. Yeah, so they have this pantry and they have the little snooker table there. And that is a place for people to chillax. Right? That is a place that you want to colour it if you are having an office which is a little bit more conservative. But if your whole office is a little bit more vibrant, now, then I think it's fine. It's okay to go for a lot of colours.
All right. Thank you so much, Wendy. I've been speaking with Wendy Lee, professional brand image consultant and founder of Chapter One Asia on the right colors to climb the corporate ladder. If you missed part of this interview or last week's episode on first impressions, you can download the podcast on bfm.my or on our mobile app now available on the App Store and on Google Play. Next week, Wendy will be back to give us more tips on the do's and don'ts in the workplace. This is Audrey Raj. Raise your game. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.